Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are speaking about the universal persona of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam. And we're also talking about the holy month of Ramadan. So, when we're talking about His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam, there's a couple of things here that we would like to connect with one another and bring forth, of course, Allah willing, and by the permission of the Almighty Allah, glorified and exalted be He. Now, what we're talking about here is the idea of free will and Imam Ali alayhi salam in the holy month of Ramadan and fasting. Now, sometimes, you know, we kind of have the wrong perspective when it comes to the holy month of Ramadan. And before I go into that, if I start with His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam, that is that His Eminence, everything that he did was out of his free will, meaning he wasn't forced to do anything. He wasn't forced to accept Islam when he was just a mere youth. He wasn't forced to support the Holy Prophet. He wasn't forced to defend the Holy Prophet. He wasn't forced to believe in Islam. He wasn't forced to sleep on the bed of the Holy Prophet on Laylatul Mabit, the night of the Hijrah, the migration of the Holy Prophet. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, so he wasn't forced throughout his life to do anything. He did everything out of his free will. He did everything voluntarily. He accepted to do what he did knowingly and consciously. Now, this is incredibly important. In the holy month of Ramadan, while we are fasting, sometimes we have the wrong perspective, which is what I was going to talk about. We think that we're fasting because we're forced to. We're fasting because we have to. We are engaging in worship and supplications and glorification and exaltation because we have to, because we must, because we are in essence forced to, or because we are obligated to, or because it is wajib, it is obligatory, we have to do it. Now, this is one perspective. I'd like to humbly put forth another perspective. And that is that, yes, it is wajib. Yes, we must do it. Yes, it is necessary. Yes, it is to our benefit. Yes, it is a must for us to do it. Yes, it is wajib. But what is important to note is that fundamentally we want to do this. This is a very powerful thing, and is a different way of looking at it, is that out of free will, we choose to fast. And out of free will, we choose to obey the Almighty Allah. And we choose to stay away from things that are prohibited and are haram. And we choose to engage in du'as and supplications and prayers and exaltation and the worship of the Almighty Allah. It is our choice. We want to. Yes, it is obligatory. Yes, it is necessary. Yes, it is something that is to our benefit. Yes, it is something that is highly recommended. But fundamentally, I want to do this. And it is interesting that when you start to look at it at this perspective, not only does it lighten the burden from your shoulders, because, you know, it's a very different feeling when you feel like you are forced to do something and you have to do something, and it's like, God, we have to do this again, and you still do it, you know, why not look at it from this lens and this perspective that, you know, yes, I want to do this in this holy month of Ramadan. I do want to fast. I do want to be in the glorification and the worship of the Almighty Allah. And it's interesting, but this is what we find when it comes to even the traditions of the Infallibles and Immaculates. They say that one who, for example, fasts even a single day of their own accord is rewarded to the extent that even if they were to be given the whole world's worth of gold, the reward would not be fulfilled for such an individual who fasts out of their own accord, their own free will, their own choice. And so a very beautiful, comprehensive, and hopefully life-changing lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on. Forgive me for everything I've done in the light, for everything I've done in the night, that I thought wasn't wrong. But I know that you are really loving, you are really caring, I can't realize.
Now let's listen to Sheikh Ahmad Hanif, who's going to talk about today's topic.
As I said before, you know, there have been accounts that talk about the levels of fasting. That the lowest level of fasting is just simply staying away from food and drink. You know, the higher level of fasting is actually refraining from the sins of the limbs, the sins of the eyes, the sins of the tongue, the sins of the hands, the sins of the feet. And higher than that is refraining from being forgetful of your Lord. He says, and be careful that you don't pass your nights in sleep. It doesn't mean don't sleep, but don't sleep away your nights. The nights of Ramadan are very important. In fact, Salatul Lail, for example, the night prayer, is one of the activities that Imam Al-Askari, in a very famous hadith, describes as a very important characteristic of the Shia. That a Shia does the night prayer. The night prayer is an essential aspect of one's worship if one wants to embark upon the path of, they call it Sayru Saluk, the path of spiritual wayfaring, the path of becoming a true friend of Allah. The night prayer is a very important prayer. And therefore, in the month of Ramadan, it has been emphasized in many, many ahadith of the importance. He says, take care you don't spend your nights, your entire nights in sleep, and your entire day in forgetfulness. Because in the day, we have to run around doing our daily work. And so in that process, we tend to be forgetful of our Allah. So take care that you don't do this. And that, therefore, your month would elapse with what is remaining, those responsibilities and those things that you think you should have done that you did not do.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.